All in obedience. Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. A scholar of Moses' law approached Jesus to see if he would stay faithful to the teachings of Moses, saying, "What must I do to inherit and participate in the life and new creation of the age to come?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law of Moses? How do you read, interpret, and understand its teachings on this?" Answering, the scholar of Moses' law quoted from the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy and the 19th chapter of Leviticus. "You will love the Lord your Creator with your whole heart, with your whole life, with your whole strength, and with all of your decisions, and then love your fellow creatures as much as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will already be living and sharing in the life of new creation." But, wanting to get himself out of total obedience and limit the scope of the Creator's command, he said to Jesus, "But who is my fellow creature? Who is it exactly that I am required to love?" Gladly taking up his question, Jesus said, "A man was coming down the dangerous road from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was attacked and robbed by terrorists. They took everything he had, stripped him of his clothes, beat him half to death, and left him to die. Coincidentally, a temple caretaker was also coming down that way. When he saw the dying man, he passed by on the opposite side because he did not want to be interrupted from his important temple business, made ceremonially unclean by touching blood, or attacked by the terrorists himself. Likewise, a member of the tribe of Levi, an assistant to the temple caretakers, also came to that place on the road. When he saw the dying man, he passed by on the opposite side for the same reasons as the temple caretaker. Then a traveler from Samaria, passing through this enemy land, came by, and when he saw the dying man, he had empathy for him. Risking everything, including his safety, the Samaritan came up to this hated enemy of his, poured expensive olive oil and wine on his wounds, and took care of his injuries. Mounting the dying man on his own animal, he took him to a lodge and helped care for him there. On the next day, he gave 2 days' pay to the owner of the lodge and said, "Assist him and take care of him. I'll repay you whatever it costs when I return." Now, which of these three do you think acted like a fellow creature to the one who got attacked by the terrorists? The scholar of Moses' law said, "I suppose it was the one who compassionately walked alongside him during his time of need." Then Jesus said to him, "Exactly. Go and do likewise. Be a fellow creature to all, even your enemies."